immigration law go too far? Surprisingly, Tom Tancredo, who was all over illegal immigration, says yes. You have cars driving around with things on the back that say, I'm Mexican, pull me over. And you have lots of people blowing up the phone lines of the mayor, Phil Gordon of Phoenix, to say, we're not going to hold our convention in your fair city thanks to this racist, disgusting law. The law, by the way, does not kick in for 90 days. Lots of opinions flying around. You might have one. I'm going to give out the digits right at the top. 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Guys, that's a freebie. You can say Abroad gave you her number. Kate Delaney, that's the name, and the name of the show is America Tonight. We have other fish to fry along the way, including financial reform. Can you say filibuster? Bank reform has been blocked, at least the debate, of course. The Republicans vote as a bloc to filibuster the Wall Street bill. One Democrat joined the Republicans. Uh-huh. How about that? I'm going to tell you about that one Democrat. In the meantime, that oil spill, thanks to the platform that sank off of the Louisiana coastline, now covers 1,800 square miles. It's getting closer to the coast. In the next couple days, they'll have a handle on whether it will actually reach the shores. If it does, oh my, the idea of drilling for oil and building new platforms, a lot of those dreams are going to sink, even though the president was backing it up. The spill has been disastrous from that point of view. It's a public relations nightmare. The economy in relationship to the Wall Street reforms. Remember GM, AIG, how many people needed bailouts? Of course, the bankers really got stuck in all of our crawls, but then you had the big three automakers burning all that fuel on their special planes when they flew into town without a plan in place to talk to Congress, went home with their tails between their legs, drove back to Washington, D.C. to ask for money. So how about the governor of Michigan? Michigan, for all of the woes and the problems that poor state has suffered because of the auto industry. Well, Jennifer Granholm, whose name is on a short list as a potential Supreme Court justice, as a potential nominee, Barack Obama has said he likes her and she's definitely somebody he's thinking about, took time to actually, on one of the Sunday shows, talk about the fact that the economy, she feels, in Michigan, especially in Detroit, is starting to show signs of a recovery.
You've actually come on a really good week, because this is the week that General Motors has paid back its loan. They announced a $120 million investment in their plant in Detroit. Chrysler had some additional challenges, but their net operating profit was $200 million almost. You know, I announced during the week that we were 10 job projects that created 15,000 jobs. I did a groundbreaking at one of the battery companies that we have recruited to provide the supply for the electric vehicle. We are just seeing a lot of movement. You know, we're obviously not there yet. We have hit bottom. I know that. And we are starting to emerge. Obviously, it's going to be, an extended climb up. But we've got to keep pushing into this effort of diversifying our economy and educating our kids. True. And that is a really important point for Michigan citizens to hear, for all citizens to hear, that we know that the traditional repetitive motion kind of manufacturing jobs are not coming back. You have to be honest about that. But what we have the opportunity to do, like Tom Friedman keeps saying, is to make the products in advanced manufacturing that move us toward energy independence, and that's what we've been focused on. Advanced manufacturing, clean technology, diversifying into that. Those are the jobs we can create.
Energy independence. Like I said, a lot of that sank with that platform going down. Speaking of financial matters, we'll throw this one off at the top. Whenever I see a big fat number like this, I feel compelled to talk about it. $1.5 billion. The Treasury says they're going to sell that amount in Citi shares. They took their first step toward unloading the remaining stake in Citigroup. And the government currently owns, what, 7.7 billion shares. That would be 27% of a stake in that bank. A sale of the shares would cut the government's holdings, of course, but it would bring some money and it would generate a return for us. Imagine that, the American taxpayers. And I'm basing this on where Citi stock recently has been headed. Selling the stock would, at a price of, you know, almost $5, would lead to a decent profit somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 point something billion. Depends on what the exact number is when it's sold. Because remember, the government converted their preferred share stake into common stock when they were at about 3 something. Isn't that interesting? Now the Treasury Department has to stand over the craps table just like everybody else. Roll the dice. What do you think? Should we buy today? The taxpayers want their money. Roll the dice. What is it coming up? It's so odd, isn't it? So, because we own it. So you technically, I technically own a chunk of this. I mean, not really, but I guess in a way it's like monopoly money. It's like we're playing the virtual game. So, yeah, the Treasury Department had to pump in, what, $45 billion through TARP. So originally that's where it was at. People forget about that. The focus is so much on a couple of the other bad guys that you forget about some of the others that were there and had their hand out as well. So, you know, here's a group of greedy people that didn't do much to help the customers, and we'll see what it yields. But I think it's probably smart to sell it if it's going to creep up a little bit. Because you're doing that waiting game. Is it going to go higher? Is it going to dip even lower? What's going to happen there? This is a big story because of so much of the other things that I just told you about. This kind of has gotten lost, I think, in some of the news shows and whatnot across the country during the day. But a huge free speech debate over a California law, and this law banned the sale of violent video games to kids. It goes to the Supreme Court for review because the justices Monday accepted the state's appeal, and they're going to decide whether the law is too restrictive in denying access by minors to some of this incredibly graphic stuff in these games. The video game makers say the ban goes too far, and of course they would say that they're making incredible profits. And by doing a nationwide industry-imposed, you know, voluntary rating system, it's a way that parents can screen what's going on with the computer. See, here's the thing. If the parents have to be involved anyway. If the parents just let the kids get games and they're way out of the realm of what they should be playing and what they should be looking at, shame on the parents, right? So I think I'm going to kind of go along with the gaming industry. It might not be what I want to see. It might not be what I want my nephew to see. It might not be what you want your kids to see. But at some point, you know, let the parents decide and stay away from this mess. 800-259-5791. More odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Dooble will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Is the economy going to take with this new immigration bill that's been signed into law in Arizona? Because a lot of people are threatening to boycott taking any kind of business there. But will there be enough of a boycott that it'll matter? Remember, spring training, of course, we're a year away from that. But as we just went into the beginning of the Major League Baseball season, but the spring training is held in Arizona, the Cactus League, as I love to call it, Grapefruit League in Florida and the Cactus League in Arizona, and it couldn't be bigger, badder, or better. It's so fun to go there. Will people boycott that? And there are all kinds of things that are being suggested at this point. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. I mentioned this in stepping aside. Tom Tancredo, who, if anything, is the ultra-conservative former congressman from Colorado, who often he was either held up as somebody who was willing to stand up and fight for tough immigration policies. He was probably one of the most forceful opponents of illegal immigration, I think, in the entire time that I've covered politics that I came across. He was a former presidential candidate, if you remember, ultra-conservative. And he's saying that he'd have to think about this law because he tried to, I mean, he said he would welcome a similar bill in Colorado, but he was worried about some of the provisions. He said if he had anything to say about it, that he did say that he supports the law, even though he was quoted about being concerned about racial profiling, but he did say that. He did throw in that he was worried about the provisions, about what was going to be required. So let me clear that up. It doesn't start till 90 days if there's not an injunction, because there's so many lawsuits being filed. There is a great chance of that. This will definitely become a constitutional issue. It will go all the way to the Supreme Court, no doubt about it. The law was just signed on Friday, last Friday, so count the 90 days forward. So that's really the end of the summer when this will kick in. There's 30,000 police officers, give or take, that will be able now to question people about their immigration status including asking for identification if they suspect someone is in the country illegally. So the law has been hailed by some and massively criticized as disgusting, despicable, and ignorant by many others. And it's prompted reaction from far and wide, national outrage in some cases from immigration rights organizations and lots of Latino groups and that whole idea of boycotting Arizona. And there are others who won't admit it, other states who are looking to Arizona to see if it works. That's the deal. That's it. So is it the best way to go with Arizona is to just slam the state, boycott, let's get out of here, forget it. Let's bail on Arizona. Forget it. Let's not hold any of our conventions or whatever there. I mean, come on, give me a break. So there will be an injunction most likely, and probably this doesn't go into effect. But I believe it does the intended thing. The governor, the mayor of Phoenix, a ton of people went to the federal government asking, pleading for help, saying things are getting ugly here. What do? We need some help. We can't do this. We have XYZ amount of Border Patrol agents. You've got to help us. We need more agents. We need help. We've got dead bodies on the border in the desert. We can't even keep them all in the morgue. We have horrendous things happening here. You just don't understand. We cannot ignore this any longer. And that's where we're at. And that's why I believe this law kicked into effect. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hey, Kate. I got a question for you. These people, when they come across the border.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to...
There are many others, and it's prompted reaction from far and wide. NAFTA was just signed on Friday, last Friday, so count the 90 days forward. So that's really the end of the summer when this will kick in. There's 30,000 police officers, give or take. That's
it. It's kind of like they get here and they know they're coming here illegally doing what they're doing, but people on this side are telling them, oh, it's okay. No big deal. Nobody's going to do anything to you, you know. And now that somebody's trying to do something to where they, you know. And from what I understand, Kate, this is kind of a thing like, you know, like in most states, it's against the law to not wear your seatbelt. And you can get a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt. Well, officer's not going to pull you over because you're not wearing your seatbelt, you know. He's going to pull you over because you did something else. You got a light out in your car. You're speeding, whatever infraction of the motor vehicle laws you've broken, they pull you over, and then they're like, oh, you're not wearing your seatbelt, so here, we're going to add this onto the ticket. So it's kind of like, I don't think, I'm pretty sure from what a couple people I've heard talk about this, is that it's not like they're just going to look at a car and go, oh, that's a whole bunch of Latinos in that car, so we're just going to pull them over and see if they're legal or not.
Right.
No, they got to have any kind of
reason
to pull you over.
Yeah.
They have a reason to pull you
Absolutely.
Over.
Absolutely.
You know. But hey, listen, here was something I heard here that I thought was interesting. Now, remember that comment I made last week about what if they were all white skinned? You know, if they were all look like just like us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess some U.S. congressman or U.S. senator said yesterday or today that You know, what if they were a bunch of Bondi blue sweets coming over? You know? From Sweden, and I'm like, well, I can't bring all those bandos and all those babes over, man. Blocking their blue eyes.
Of course, exactly.
No, there's a lot of pretty Latino women. I'm just kidding. But I was just like, well, what? You're bringing over a whole bunch of Swedish babes? Go ahead. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Anyway, though, I ask you a question, because I know you're down there in Dallas. Dumbo got released by the Cowboys. Do you know what it was about or why?
Say that again, because I didn't hear you.
I said Dumbo got released by the Cowboys. I'm just kind of curious why. Do you know why? You know who Dumbo is, right?
Uh-uh. Who are you talking about?
Flozell Adams.
Flozell Adams. Flozell Adams got released because they felt like he wasn't effective enough on the line, and for the reason you said, because of all the penalties added up, and they decided, Wade Phillips and crew decided that, and Jason Garrett was in on this, that it was too much to have on the O-line someone like him that, and he wasn't the only one, but he was somebody that was costing them a lot, and he was getting a little bit, he was getting older, and he wasn't as quick either off the line.
Well, I just was curious, you know, because, like, you know, on the other side of the line was Mark Colombo, so
yeah.
I just called him Dumbo and Colombo, you know, that's why I called him Dumbo. I mean, he's not a dumb guy, you know, but, you know, when you're starting the game out minus 10 yards because some guy called starts twice
that's
a game,
right.
You
that's
know,
right.
Or, you know, it's just, it's, you know, I got to a point, I mean, I couldn't believe how many drives this year, last year, that were stopped because of it, you know, and in any case, I was just concerned, did he sign with another team, you know, or?
Not yet, so far he hasn't signed with another team, no.
That's interesting.
I would be surprised, though, if he's picked up, because somebody needs some beef and somebody needs some experience. A lot of the Cowboy linemen, even if, you know, often they're dished off, they end up somewhere else unless they have some kind of an injury. But his wasn't an injury-related thing at all. That there was, he didn't have problems with that. It was more about the penalties and the fact that he was aging and they had a good backup player. Thanks. Appreciate the call, Don. Stick with us. Coming up, we got a dungeon moment.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1 month's
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Racks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Racks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Racks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Two, three. Ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Ooh.
So coming up, if you like to be a governor, a mayor, a senator, a congressperson, and you're starting to fear that you're going to lose your seat, is it best just to switch parties? I'm just going to switch. There are people that have done that, like Arlen Specter, like Joe Lieberman, and now Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida, who's in a battle to save his political life, is thinking about becoming an independent, jumping from the Republican Party to become an independent. So that's what you do. Hey, I was all about the GOP until I realized I wasn't going to win this one. So now I'm switching parties. That's what I'm going to do. But that's not what our dungeon moment is about. Our dungeon moment is this. I happen to read two New York papers today. I think I was reading the Times and the Post. And the mayor comes out, Mayor Bloomberg, like there's nothing going on in the city of New York other than let's worry about salt intake. So the mayor has a harsh warning to food manufacturers. He announces an agreement with a bunch of companies to reduce sodium in their products over the next 5 years and says, if you want federal regulation, a good way to do it is to not do something. And he threatens to step in if something isn't done about the salt intake. Threatens that the government will regulate this, and he would love to be a part of that. The mayor did admit himself that he has a salt habit because he likes to sprinkle it on just about everything that he eats. But he says that's not a big issue since 80% of the salt consumed in the U.S. is from processed foods. So the mayor has decided that he's going to become the salt police in New York and maybe elsewhere in the country. He's going to lead the charge for that. Why not? Hold a press conference, make a big deal about it. And so what's next on the agenda? Cigarettes, trans fats, what else? What else is part of the crusade? He never said anything about salt when he was running. And speaking of being able to switch parties, he didn't switch parties, but he fought so that he could be elected three times as the mayor, because before you could only have two terms. So here we go again with Mayor Bloomberg. For that reason, it'd be nice for him to spend some time in our dungeon. Let's throw him in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
I think we should all move to France where everything is cooked in butter. Why not? Oh, salt's too bad. Let's go for France. They do everything in butter. Why not? Give me a break. And the guy is worth a fortune. He's worth billions of dollars. And I don't care what Mayor Bloomberg thinks about salt and trying to regulate salt intake. Who cares? We have other things to talk about. And we've been talking about it, like what's going on with the immigration law in Arizona and the blowback on the governor and all the lawsuits that are waiting to hit and doesn't kick in till 90 days. And ultimately, where is that going to end up? Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York.
Yeah, hi, hon. I want to spend a couple of minutes on a number of topics. But just so you know, really quick, just to rehash something. I called you last week. I don't have a tape of it, but I mentioned how the Muslims, actually the website was based here in America, had threatened South Park, and we were wondering why Bill Clinton was going around blaming the Tea Party and Obama was blaming the Tea Party that for supposed acts of terror that didn't happen, and here's an actual threat to someone's life. And wouldn't you know, on Friday, Mark Stein was filling in for Rush Limbaugh, and he mentioned the exact same thing. And I perked up. I said that on Kate's show. So I think people, for the listeners, producers of Rush Limbaugh show, listen to America Tonight, because, I mean, it's not a stretch to think that someone else thought of it. But just so you know, America, we're ahead of the curve on this show, because he mentioned the exact same thing that I did about these supposed threats.
Also, and you know what? It's interesting. We're going to have somebody on, Andrew Clavin, who's a screenwriter. We've had him on a bunch of different times to talk about the what's happened now with that whole South Park thing and how interesting, like you said, and we talked about how it just gets pushed into the ether. Well, who cares about that? Let's talk about all these other things.
Right,
let's bag on the teabaggers instead. Yeah.
Yeah, and then teabaggers is a slur, but we...
I know.
Really quick, the TSA guy, remember the general that you said you liked, the other fellow that he nominated? He backed out also because...
I know.
Did you notice that?
notice that.
Also, just really quick, Dawn Johnson, who was supposed to head the Office of Legal Counsel, she was the one that said that she wanted to impose a progressive agenda, and she said that abortion was... not lack of abortion was similar to slavery. Well, she went down in flames. She hasn't been... her nomination went down for Office of Legal Counsel. And I would just urge, there's so many topics I want to talk about, but I would urge your listeners, I believe it's the Senate Judiciary Committee. Obama has nominated a guy named Goodwin Liu, I guess L-I-U, I'm not sure if he's China, I guess he's Vietnamese, for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. This guy, basically, as recounted by someone named Ed Whelan for National Review, the appointee, Liu, has denounced free enterprise, private ownership of property, and limited government. He called them code words for ideological agenda hostile to the environment, workplace, and consumer protections. He also goes on, he wants to impose same-sex marriage, racial quotas in education, and reparations for slavery. This is a 39-year-old lawyer that Obama has nominated for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. America, this nomination should basically tell you where this president's coming from. I mean, when he was first elected, I called him a scumbag, and I still think he is a scumbag. And this nomination, Lou, call your senators and say, look, toss this guy into the ether, into the garbage with the rest of them, John Johnson and this other TSA guy, because your voice can be heard. And I had to bring that up in addition to your voice being heard as far as Arizona. Now, if Tom Tancredo has reservations about the law, we have to listen to him, because I have his book on my bookcase here. He mentioned about the Mexican military coming over the border. He mentioned the anchor babies. He mentioned the remittances, which are close to $50 billion outlay. The plumbers unions, the carpenters unions, whose members are they're losing money because of. And now, I would just simply ask them not to take anyone's side in the issue, because they know I haven't been virulent, I haven't been calling anybody names. But the business owners, the body shops, the lawn care, the roofers that hire these people, there's also, too, I mean, you have to ask them. You know, they're probably going to cry on one and two in Arizona because they're getting cheap labor. But they have to be held accountable also. So the workers who are here illegally, you got to go. And the people that hire them have to, you know, because it'll raise the standard of living for Americans also.
Absolutely, because they'll have jobs. You're right, Mark. Look at all the people that have lost jobs in the industry. I mean, guys that used to make a living putting together houses, being a home builder. Now they don't hire those guys. They don't hire them on crews.
Say, these are not jobs that Americans won't do. These Americans are lining up for these jobs. We have a close to 30% depression-era real unemployment rate in this country. So as well, we can all feel sorry and say, you know, you got to go. All right. No one wants to be like this Jewish guy that had the yellow with the Star of David saying he was protesting the law. Look, we don't want a Gestapo, but the people of Arizona have spoken. 70% of the people of Arizona and 60% of Americans agree with this. You can parse it out. You can if there is, even if there's an injunction, they've raised the issue. They're simply saying language, our autonomy of our state and our country is going bye-bye. So the hell with La Raza and the Reconquista and everybody else. And I mentioned this before many times, Robert Chittum's book, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. This can staunch the breakup of the country because they're raising the issue. They're saying, look, enough is enough.
Right, you know? Exactly.
So your voice has to be heard. It's Arizona. It's you know, we always cry about federalism and states' rights. And if states want to have gay marriage and they want to have unfettered access to abortion, that's great. But when a state like South Dakota says you can't have a partial birth abortion, or Arizona says we have to do something about this out of control illegal immigration, how come you can bolster states that are, you know, pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage or whatever, or anti-gun, but when Arizona simply says we need to do something about our, we have to come down on them like a ton of bricks? I don't get it. There has to be a middle ground somewhere. If the people want to do that, then you hash it out and you bring it up, and that's what you have, a real debate. You don't call people names. They're having the problem on the border down there, and they're looking for a way to deal with it. And the federal government, since 65, when Kennedy passed the Immigration Reform Act, and Ronald Reagan in 86, whatever the hell it was, that they said they would have to do enforcement. They didn't do the federal.
That's right.
They lied to you, just like they're lying to you now.
Mm-hmm.
People have to take a chance and do what they need to do. And that's enough out of me. I love you, man.
I agree. Absolutely. Mark, thanks. He makes sense in what he's saying, that it's what I've been saying, that there was a white flag that was raised. Help us. We've asked for your help. You're not helping us. So that's really what the Arizona thing does. The immigration law is reshaping the massive push for something to happen here. It absolutely was a cry for help. Don't think that the governor didn't know that there were going to be nasty phone calls, there were going to be rallies, there were going to be a lot of problems, that this was just going to be smooth sailing, one, in trying to enforce it and people's interpretations of it and all the debate. It's opening the discussion, and I think that was also part of the idea. This law is aimed at rooting out illegal immigrants, and it's bringing up the arguments. Now even the president said it. The president flat out said that it is a wake-up call for the government to do something about the immigration system. It's not working. It's obviously not working. They're not enough Border Patrol agents. We know the problems. We've talked about this. When you have, you know, the number they say is 11 million people who are in the country illegally, I don't buy that. I really think that number is closer to at least 17, honestly. I do. We'll see if this is going to be the catalyst to overcoming the politics surrounding illegal immigration. Hang with us.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up.
Kate swinging for the fences, just like my Philadelphia Phillies, right here on America Tonight. Speaking of trying to hit the long ball, Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida, in a race of his life to stay in politics, he's considering becoming an independent. It was interesting because Joe Lieberman, remember, he bailed, and that's what he did, went the independent route because he was fearful that he was going to lose his seat, no doubt. And here's what he said when he was asked about that question, would he advise Charlie Crist to do that?
Well, I'm not going to offer public advice to Charlie Crist because every campaign, every individual is a different situation. But I'll say this. When I lost the Democratic primary for re-election in 2006 in Connecticut, it was the most painful moment, most disappointing moment of my political career. And yet, as I look back to it, and sure didn't feel like that then, I feel like I was done a favor because if I wanted to continue to serve and I didn't want to give up as a result of the rejection of the Democratic Party, I had to go forward and run as an independent. And my state laws fortunately allowed me to do that. That's not the case in Florida. And so being elected as an independent, you know, God bless the people of Connecticut, I think put me in exactly the position I want to be in at this hyper-partisan, non-productive, divisive time in our politics. And it gives me the latitude to try to be a bridge on a lot of different issues to make things happen, or sometimes not to be a bridge, just to speak out, right. Say what I believe, whether it makes everybody in one party or another happy or not.
You know what? I'm happy.
Yeah, boy, there's similarity in that sound there, huh? Anybody know what who that cartoon character is? Matt and I have talked about it before. Sam in Montreal, hello.
Hello.
What's on your mind, brother?
Okay, we'll talk about what's really on my mind later. But there was a front page on the national newspaper here, a paper called the National Post, with Robert Mugabe and Ahmadinejad. Mm. And Mugabe supports Ahmadinejad's use of nuclear stuff for, and I put this in quotation marks, peaceful purposes.
Right, because he's trying to say that he's using it for nuclear power, that
right.
That's the reason why he's enriching uranium. Yeah, right.
Right. And we all know that it is a load of manure.
Crap, yes.
Well, I was being a little more diplomatic.
There you go.
You see what happens when you hang around, Joe? And the decision came down today about her complaint.
And what happened?
Okay, without mentioning, like I said, for security, the male was given 2-week suspension, modified desk duty, and a severe letter of reprimand. The female was given 1-week suspension, also modified desk duty, and also a severe letter of reprimand, and they put our names in the computer that when we pass by, don't hassle us, just let us go through.
Yeah, and so for people who don't know, Sam's talking about an incident at the border crossing, and that's good. So there was some resolution. You complained, and that's good.
Yeah, and I asked, the person invited us into their office and explained the decision. So Julie said, you know what, I think I'll go back to the States, but the person said, you're still going to have to use your passport. Okay, Julie thought maybe, you know, we'd get a break and wouldn't have to use it. I said, Julie, don't press your luck.
That's right. You already got a good decision, so just be happy that they reprimanded the guy and he can move on from there.
Well, no, severe letter of reprimand. I don't think he's going to be promoted for a little while.
No, I agree.
And if
that's good.
Yeah. So I asked her, are you happy? She goes, let's go out to lunch. It's on me. She's happy.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, tell her we said congratulations on that. Sam, we got some other people waiting in the bullpen. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You too. Let's move to Stu. Oops, I think we just missed Stu in Kentucky. Sorry about that. We did get a couple of quick emails, and I want to go to those quickly, I guess. We already did a mailbag segment, but I feel badly because so many people wanted to get some time to talk about the immigration law in Arizona. This one from Mary James, and Mary says, Kate, I was listening to all this stuff about the immigration law in Arizona, and I say that governor is pretty brave for signing that law into effect. Bravo to her, whatever happens. All right, we have Stu, who's back now from the green room. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate.
What's up, man?
I don't know what happened there. You know how that works. Just
I know.
Dropping. You know, it happens when you live in the mountains. Let's call on the immigration thing. You really think they're going to do anything about it before the midterm? Because I don't see it happening.
No. I think there's going to be a lot of conversation about it, but actually having something happen, no. Financial reform is already filibustered. Nothing's going to happen there, no.
Right. I don't see them doing anything with immigration, and I would almost put a 12-pack of long necks on it because it's not going to happen.
I agree. Absolutely.
For the simple fact that, you know, the minorities are mainly your Democratic voters.
Sure.
I'm saying all of them, but, you know, that's pretty much, that makes a big part of the Democratic voters. And they know that they need that midterm election. If they start on immigration, it's going to kick it out the window.
Right.
And Obama's not stupid. And I'm not saying the guy's brilliant. Don't get me wrong, people, but it's politics. He's going to do political things. He's going to make it sound, that's my opinion, you know, and he's going to make things sound real good. He's all for immigration reform, but it's going to be the last thing done before the November midterms. It's just not going to happen.
Yep,
so,
it's too risky.
You know, and I feel the same way as Mark. You know, we've done a lot of produce over the years, and we go to the farms, and they get a lot of migrant workers that come across legal, most of them. and they come to, for migrant work and they leave. And I can tell you, I've been in a many watermelon patches and loaded watermelons, honey, and I'm telling you, there ain't many Americans that want to go out there and cut watermelons off the vine and load them in the back of buses and take them in and sort them out, put them in boxes, and load them on a truck. Now, maybe construction and other things, but I'm telling you.
Construction's different, though, Stu. You know that. I agree with you on the water.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you on the watermelon thing and picking strawberries and all that. Yes.
I mean, that's a lot of hard work. And,
yes.
And they don't pay much. But actually, I shouldn't say it because I was at Cabbage Farm a few years ago, a customer of ours, and we were down there. And she was complaining that, like, migrant workers, when they bring them over here, they pay them more than minimum wage.
That's right.
They have to pay them more than minimum wage. They also have to house them.
Yep.
They also have to provide medical care for them. And I never did understand, and we deal with another farm in Ohio same way, and I never did understand why they treat the migrant workers, our United States government treats migrant workers better than they do our own citizens that go to work out there. And she was telling me one time down at the Cabbage Farm, she said the health department come out there, and she said, I'm looking out there at the field. She said they're all gathered around these people, and they're handing out condoms, which isn't really a bad thing. But at the same time, you know, she says they're taking up my money. And if I remember right, this has been before the minimum wage. I don't know what it is now, but it was back when it was four or something or five or something. She had to pay them like $7.50 an hour back then. This is like an 04, 05.
Yeah.
She had to pay him $7.50 an hour to work out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did understand why a migrant worker should make more than a U.S. citizen. And the law should stay in that way. And why she should have to provide him with medical care and housing. I've never, to this day, I still don't understand it. But now when you get into South Georgia, Florida, even in Michigan and Ohio, in even parts of Kentucky, Western Kentucky, in the summertime, you'll see them overrun by the migrant workers.
Mm-hmm.
But the migrants also go back to Mexico when their time, most of them go back to Mexico when their time is done.
Those
people I can't complain about, but it's the ones that come in. You know, we have several Mexican restaurants in our town, and they can't speak a word of English.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a word of English. And we laugh all the time because, like I said, I've got a goddaughter. Her dad is full-blooded Mexican. He's an illegal, and he works at a Mexican restaurant, and I'll say, Jose around? Oh, no, say, we don't know Jose. No, Jose, we don't know Jose. Well, they say that because they get your immigration or something coming in there. And we just had them ship like 25 of them back 3 years ago.
Mm.
And I mean, I love my goddaughter to death, but it's like I tell her mom all the time, look, daddy needs to go back down there and come back across the right way because I'm tired of paying for his sorry tale.
That's right. I'm glad. And see, that's why we love you, Stu. You're never shy about your opinions, and all your friends know it. Thanks for the call. He's right, and that's the problem in a nutshell. You need to do it the right way. We can't have all these cutters because the cutters are what are causing the problems here across the United States, and not just in the border cities.
You've tested positive for opium. That's right, Elaine. White Lotus. Yum, yum. Shanghai Sally.
That's impossible. I've never done a drug in my life. Dr. Strugoff must have made a mistake.